Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from. My name is Ayoti. This is Eagle Striker, the home of Nigerian football. And with me, I have another special guest today. I have a player for FC Zurich in Switzerland, a midfielder who has, risen through the ranks, from Nigeria, from playing in Nigeria to now playing in Europe, doing a good job, had a fantastic season, in my own opinion, in 2022/2023. I'm talking about Ifeanyi Mathew. Thank you, Ifeanyi Mathew. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Ifeanyi. So, like I said, I just want to catch up with you. I want to talk about your journey. I want to hear a little bit about your story and about, the season that you've just had. So, my first question to you to kick things off would be, how are you doing? How is the family? How is life? Because I think there's things that are more important than football. So, how are you doing?
Well, for now I'm doing great. I'm happy, my family, they are good. Everyone is well. So, family first. If family, they are happy, I'm happy too. So, I'm doing great. Thank you.
No, amazing, amazing. That's good to hear. So, preseason has just started for you. How is training? Are they killing you in training? Because I've always heard from footballers that more preseason are there. So how is that going for you?
Preseasons are always tough. It is preparation and everything to be fit and to be ready for a new season. But we started easy and then we kick off harder within the next week. So it's gonna be really hard within the couple of weeks because the season is starting in July, 23rd of July. So starting from Monday is gonna be really hard and difficult. So I think taking this week off to be ready for next week is going to be hard. So we are all prepared for it. So we just have to face it.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, now let's take it all the way back. Let's go back to your childhood. Can you just tell us a little bit, where did you grow up in Nigeria, and when did you start playing football?
Well, I grew up in Kano State. It's like a Muslim area. I grew up there playing football. We had no team. It was just like, Nigeria, we don't have this academy stuff. And when you start from academy. So it's all about street football. Playing from the streets and getting a local team, playing in a local team. And then all of a sudden, a coach saw me. He has this team playing amateur in Kano there. And then he saw me that he said he wanted me. So I went there for free. There wasn't anything like transfer fee or anything like that. It was just like going for free and then looking for a best way. So I went there, I played amateur, and then we got promotion to pro. And then we started playing. And then Coach Manu Garba saw me and then invited me to the under-17 national team. So that's how my career started. That's why I started moving forward in my career.
Interesting. I want to ask a question. You said you grew up in Kano, but your name is Ifeanyi. So, what state are you from originally?
I'm from Imo State. I was born in Imo State, but I grew up in Kano State. Yeah,
So, can you
parents
speak?
moved
Can you?
to my
Sorry,
parents moved to the
continue.
north.
So, can you speak Hausa?
Yeah, I can speak. But recently, I've been in Europe for almost how many years now. I'm starting to skip some words, trying to not understand it, but I do speak.
Nice, nice, nice to hear. Okay, so you said you were playing street football. I mean, like most Nigerian players, started from the streets, and then you got picked up and then eventually made your way to the under 17. So at that time, I mean, getting called up to play under 17 for Nigeria, did you feel like, wow, you could not believe it? How did you feel at that time?
Well, at that time it was like trials. It wasn't like playing for the actual under-17. You're coming for trials, so you need to go through trials and then secure a spot like you're playing for the under-17. Because we've been watching likes of Mikel Obi and the rest of the guys who played under-17. They did very well and they got opportunity to play in Europe. So I was like, okay, if I have the opportunity to play in under-17, there are big chances for me of going to Europe to play football. So that was my aim. So I played under-17, did very great. But we didn't win the tournament. We came second. I didn't have the opportunity to play the World Cup, but I had the opportunity to play the Under-20 World Cup. So, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And you just said you had the opportunity to play under 20 World Cup. I
Yeah.
mean, I mean, obviously we know that the Senior World Cup is the biggest, in football. But even at that under 20 level, being selected, there are so many talented footballers in Nigeria, So being selected to represent Nigeria at a World Cup, even though youth level, how was that for you? How did the experience go?
I mean, it's an honor for me, like, to be selected among millions of football players in Nigeria. It's not like I'm like better than all the players in Nigeria, but it's an honor for me to represent my country. So I was really happy to get the call up to play for my country. So I was like, this is my big dream to play for my country, represent my country in the youth tournament. So it's an honor for me.
And can you tell us after that journey playing football, what was the first professional club that you signed for and played for?
Yeah, I was signing in El Kanami. I was playing in El Kanami, but that was during this Boko Haram stuff. But you're signing your first professional contract, you don't care about what's happening, all these Boko Haram stuffs. I was like, okay, it's the life is like you have to survive. So either you die or die trying. So we signed there, we're playing. Due to everything that is happening, we still stick there to play football. We're training in Kano, playing football, because the team moved to Kano because they weren't training in Maiduguri. They brought the team to Kano. So we're using Kano as home ground to play games. So we're playing in Kano and then training there, playing the games in Kano. So that was my first step to my journey.
And I mean, you played for how many seasons did you play for El Kanami Warriors?
I think I played 2 seasons there. Yeah.
And then you made the move. I think at a point, were you on loan to Kano Pillars or did you move there permanently?
Yeah. After I was in El Kanami, then I played the Chan with the coach Sunday Oluse was the coach there. After the Chan, so I decided that okay, I think this is time for me to take the next step. So I went to Pillars on loan. I played 6 months in Pillars before I moved to Norway.
Amazing. Okay, that's the next question that I'll ask you. How did you get that? I mean, a boy playing street football in Nigeria, getting to play in the Nigerian league, how did you eventually now get that move to Norway? How did that come about?
It happens with the help of the national team. The more you play games in the national team, the more you get scouted by so many agents. So there's this agent Ata. He's been following me up a couple of times. He was in a couple of games with the national team. So he saw me. So he scouted me and then he talked to ladies from and some were interested. So they invited me for trials. You know how it is for a player from Nigeria going to abroad. You're going there for trials, not to like sign like immediately. So I went there for trials. Do some trials. I was there for 3 weeks until they decided to sign me fully. So I signed. So that's how I started playing.
And when you had signed your first contract, did you feel like, ah, my dream, has come true? How did that make you feel?
Was really happy. I wasn't even thinking about anything. I was like, finally, I'm in Europe playing football. I signed my contract. I'm in Europe now. So I think it's the first step because like Norway is not like this big country that you dream of playing like Manchester or this. And so this Norway is like the first step to so many places. I said, okay, this is the first step to other places. I'm really happy. I'm grateful to God. Yeah.
Amazing. And I mean, Lillestrøm, I know that's personally for me, I would say that's when I actually started following your journey after you were in Lillestrøm, and I started to see the things that you were doing in midfield. And I believe in 2017 you were able to win the Norwegian Cup in Lillestrøm. So,
Yeah.
I mean, you had won the under 20 AFCON with Nigeria in 2015, and then 2 years later you are winning the Norwegian Cup in Lillestrøm. How are you, as a young player at that time, are you like, ah, I'm on this football team easy, yo. Just 2 years now, I don't win two trophies. How does that make you feel?
I don't think it's that easy, but it's like I'm happy that I won my second trophy in my career. The first trophy was with the national team. I won the Youth Under 20 Nations Cup, which is really an honor for me. Winning my first trophy, at least I have one trophy with the national team. So coming to Norway to win trophy with Norwegian team, they haven't won that league, that cup for almost 10 years, and we break this stuff. So this is like this is something for me. So it's like a history in their club now. It will never be forgotten. We're still talking about it up to date. So I was really happy. I'm really like grateful that I won my second trophy. So well, it's not that easy to win trophies. So
No, amazing, amazing. I want to also ask about Osman Lisbon. I think at a point you went on loan from Lillestrøm to Osman Lisbon. Why did you go on loan? Was it something that you wanted? Was it what the club wanted? And how was your experience in Turkey?
Yeah, it was what I wanted because in 2017 I did so great. I played a very fantastic season. I had a very fantastic season, so I was thinking that it's my time to take the next step. So I don't know if offers came, but as my export came, they said they wanted loan first and then option to buy. So I went there. I had a great 6 months with them. We ended up being a playoff to promoting the Super League. Unfortunately, we didn't have the promotion, but they're talking about signing me. But the clubs and money and transfer fee, all this stuff, they want more money and other stuff. So at the end, the transfer didn't work, so I have to come back to Lillestrøm to continue.
And for a professional footballer, when a transfer like that breaks down, doesn't go through because of negotiation between the two clubs, does it annoy you that how much money you people won't collect now, or are you just like, ah, okay, it's part of the business now, you keep it pushing?
Yeah, sometimes it annoys you, like mostly when you see that this is like a good club that you can go and you can improve and grow on that team, and the club are saying different things. Sometimes it annoys players, but clubs, they're all in business. It's like selling stuff. You need to make profit, so they want to make profit. So if they don't make profit on that, they're not gonna sell. So you just have to accept it and continue working hard.
And from moving to Nigeria, playing in Norway, playing in Turkey, what would you say are some of the biggest differences, that you noticed that maybe made it a little bit difficult for you to first of all transition, or was it very smooth for you?
Yeah, my first year in Norway was really difficult for me because when I came, the weather was one of the things that makes it difficult for me. I went there in the summer and everywhere was bright. Every 24 hours it was bright. And moving from Nigeria to Norway is like 6 o'clock in Nigeria is dark. And then you're coming to a country that 6 o'clock in the 6 p.m. is still bright, 12 p.m. is still bright, 12 a.m. is still bright. So I find it difficult to sleep and wake up, go to training. So the couple of months was really difficult for me. So I have to adapt. And then we move to winter again. It's a big problem for me. Nigeria is all about warm. And then you're coming to a country where it's so cold. So those stuff, you have to adapt. And I tried, but yeah, it took me a couple of months to adapt. And then you have to adapt to the style of play in country because Norway is like aggressive football, fast thinking, quick play and all these stuff. So it was really hard for me. My first year in Norway was really hard for me.
But of course, you kept on working, you kept on pushing hard, and were able to eventually stamp your feet, in Norway and become a solid player there. So that's kudos to you. How about Norway versus Turkey? Stylistically, How different is it? Was there, did you have to adapt again when you went to Turkey on loan?
No, I didn't have to adapt that much because if you survive in Norway, you can survive everywhere. So I went there with the spirit that okay, I've been in Norway. It's all about aggressiveness and everything. So I don't think it took me more than 2 weeks to adapt. But the problem is the language aspect. That was the problem in Turkey. So the only problem I had there was the language aspect. They need to translate everything. So, but for the football, that's so quickly another. I was playing a lot of games, but yeah, thanks to Norway, playing in Norway, because yeah, in Norway, when you play in Norway, if you survive in Norway, you believe you can survive everywhere. So that's one of the things keeps me going from now to where I'm going now.
Let's talk about that language aspect, because sometimes I wonder how it works. When we've seen coaches, maybe they're coaching in England, but they don't speak English and they have their own translator. But I always wonder, what is it like for a player? Do you have a personal translator that is there, and as the coach is talking, the person is just telling you everything? Or is it one of your teammates that is helping you translate? How does that work?
Well, yeah, when I was in Turkey, we have this translator. He's translating everything to us. When the coach is speaking, he's translating immediately. So the coach is talking in Turkish and then he's translating in English. Actually, we have two, one for English and one for French. So they're both talking, the three of them are both talking. So the coach is talking, they're talking. So that's how we communicate. So you just have
So,
to adapt.
every meeting is three people that
Yeah.
are talking
It's
at the
people who
same
are
time.
talking. Yeah. He's talking and they're translating. He's talking there. Even on the pitch when he's like trying tactics and everything, they're there translating everything. So yeah, that's you have to adapt.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Working with the translator, do you think that it's possible that you heard every single thing, or are there some things that you miss? Because it's not very easy when another person has to repeat what the coach has said.
Actually, there are so many things I missed because it's not everything that he's saying that this guy is translating. He's just translating what he knows and what the coach is trying to say. So you just have to catch up with what he's saying. Like mostly in the game or in the training, he's trying to like give a passing drill or something. He's trying to explain. He's translating something else, and then the coach is saying something else. But you as a player, you have to see, like you have to read, like this is what the coach is trying to say. This is how the coach wanted to do it, so you just have to know and just react on that.
So, in your time both in Norway and in Turkey, were you able to pick up any of their language? Can you speak Norwegian? Can you speak Turkish? How is that?
Turkish is very hard for me to speak. I was there for 6 months. I couldn't even,
Okay,
I
so
only know some words in Turkish, but in Norway, I understand a little bit Norwegian and I can speak a little bit, but not so much, not so deep.
Well, I mean, that's good. And I mean, for me, I always look at footballers. I'm like, that's one of the things, the advantages of playing football is that the fact that you can get to, live in different countries, see different cultures, and potentially, learn different languages. So that's an interesting one. Okay, I want to ask you about another Nigerian player, Igbo Ogbu. I know that at a point he was your teammate at Lillestrøm. You guys played together. He eventually made his own move, to Czech Republic. How was your relationship back then in Lillestrøm? And did you feel just more at home having at least your Niger boy in your team? Not like you can speak pidgin to this person now, when I go, they roll together, that kind of thing.
I was so happy that when I heard that he was coming to Lillestrøm, because at first he called me that, what do I think about Lillestrøm? Should he come? I say, yeah, come. I'm there, so come, we can be together, play together and make something. So he decided to come. He came and then he signed, then we are together, playing together, speaking. Sometimes we speak Hausa, sometimes we speak Pidgin, and the players, they are asking us, what are you guys saying? It's like we're speaking our own language. You cannot understand. Because every time we speak, they want to know what we are saying. So we're like, you guys cannot understand what you were saying. So We speak every time. Sometimes, if we don't want them to know what we're saying, we speak in Hausa, so they don't understand. But having Igor in Lilleson was very good for me. It was like one of the 2 seasons we played together was one of the best seasons I had in Lilleson so far. So he was a very fantastic player. He was a very good defender. See, playing with him when he's like at the back, I feel this secure that okay, no one can score, but definitely teams will score. But I feel secure when he's at the back playing, or when he's there. Like I was like, okay, there's chances that we are not going to concede so many goals because Igor is there, because I believe in him so much. He's a very fantastic player, and I am really happy for him that he took the next step in his career, and he's really doing well in Slavia, and I'm happy for him.
No, amazing, amazing. Shout out to Igor Ogbu, of course,
Yeah.
you know, another good Nigerian defender. We have so many fantastic players all around Europe,
Yeah, we do.
honestly. Okay, I want to ask you now, for if there's anybody that has never watched your game, and they ask you, ah, what kind of player are you? You know, how would you describe yourself and your game?
Let me say easy. I would say easy. I don't know how to put this word, but just I try to make everything easy for me. One or two touches, there's nothing more. Because if you're a player who play one or two touches, no one can touch you. No one can even come close to you, because the best way to play football is take one touch or two touches. But for me, the way I would describe my football is just easy. Like, play simple, play easy. Just, I don't know what to say, but easy.
Okay, let me ask you. In football, there are different kinds of actions that you can take. You can pass, you can shoot, you can tackle, you can head. What is your favorite action, you know, in football? What's the one that when you do it well, you're so happy?
It's passes. Seriously, passes. Like, not like there's different kind of passes, like not like just to pass the ball. The kind of like killer pass that you give that no one can intercept, then you feel like no one can take this ball because it's like one of the best pass. So passes is one of the things. So
So would you say that, you know, you prefer to assist a goal than to score a goal?
as a midfielder, one of the things you need to do is to assist, you know. So I prefer giving assists than scoring.
Okay. Interesting one. Okay, let's move forward now. This past season, 2022, 2023, you made your own step up, you know, moving to FC Zurich in Switzerland. I mean, FC Zurich, they have another Nigerian player, even though he does not play for us, he plays for another country, you know, but they have a Nigerian
That's
player.
true.
But how did that move come about? You know, was it something that you were happy to do? You know, can you just tell us a little bit about that?
It was supposed to happen last year summer, but because I had 6 months left with Lillestrøm, and FC Zurich came, and Lillestrøm said, "Okay, we are not selling." Because last season we were like contesting for the league in Lillestrøm. If you remember, we are like second or maybe third in the table in Norwegian league. So we had this hope that we are trying to compete for the league. And the club said, "Okay, I don't think it's possible to let you go now because you're like one of the important players in the team. So we can't let you go because we are like fighting for the league." And then FC Zurich said, "Okay, they will still try again in January." I said, "Okay." And then I stayed in Lillestrøm. I finished the season with Lillestrøm. So I went to Nigeria. So I had some break and other stuff. And then this FC Zurich contacted me again. So I spoke to my agent. At first, they were like last in the table. So I was thinking about it. It's like, okay, going to a team that's, you know, last in the table, it's a big risk, because you can't go to a team and you go to relegation. That's a big problem for me. And so I sat down, think about it, and then I said, okay. I prayed over it, and I just said, okay, I just need to go. So I went there. I came, We're playing, I came, yeah, February. Yeah, I came in February. So I signed, started training, then started playing games, and all of a sudden we escaped relegation. So I think for me, escaping relegation was the first step. So now it's a new season, so we look forward to doing something great with the team.
And how is life in Switzerland? You know, how is it different from the previous countries that you had played in?
The previous country is like everything. If you know about Switzerland, I don't need to explain. It's a very expensive country, so everything here is very expensive. So you just have to, spend wisely. That's all you have to do. So, but life here is good and the weather is nice. So people around here speaks English, and there's a lot of people making new friends and adapting easily with people around here. So, but apart from the expensive life, nothing else.
The way you are saying this expensive is like Switzerland is really expensive. I mean, I haven't been to Switzerland before, but of course I've heard about it.
It's very expensive. So we'll see.
So if I had to ask you, of all the countries that you've played in now, which one did you enjoy football the most?
The one I enjoy football the most is Lindisfarne,
And why is that?
because there I was like, how can I say it? Like, I was in charge, like I was like the general in the central midfield. So everyone has the ball. It's like it's looking for me to pass me the ball or to give me the ball. It's like I was like Messi in that team. When everyone has the ball, everybody wants to give it to me. So I think I enjoyed football there, comfortable, but you can't be in your comfort zone all the time. You have to take a step forward. So I was like in Lillesand, I was like it was like my comfort zone. So I enjoyed my time there. So yeah.
Nice. That's good to hear. I like that you said I was like Messi in that team. That's
Yeah.
an interesting one. And I mean, looking forward to this season that you have coming up. I mean, you said you guys just managed to escape relegation, but I looked at your table and you were above relegation by like 14 points or something like that. So, I mean, you ended up a little bit comfortable. Personally, what are some of the goals that you set for yourself, you know, going into a new season?
Yeah, my first goal is to, like, the league is a very good league. It's a fantastic league, and anyone can win the league. So the goal is to win the league this season or win the Swiss Cup, whichever comes. So it's a new season for me, so I need to be fully prepared. It's like this is my first season that I'm going to be playing with the team, like full season. So I need to be prepared and looking forward to fight for the title.
Amazing. And you know, do you usually set a like, okay, I want to have 10 assists or I want to have this, you know, do you have those kinds of statistical goals?
Sure, you don't have those thoughts, but in like when the season's about to start, I'm thinking about scoring goals. I don't know how many goals I'm going to score, but I can say I want to score 10 goals, and if it doesn't happen, I don't know what to say. But in my mind, I want to give more assists. I want to score more goals, but I don't know how many I will score. But I just want to score goals and give assists a lot. So, yeah.
Okay. And looking at your entire professional career so far, do you remember, you know, the toughest match? What do you think is the toughest match that you ever played? That day, you were just like, "Oh man, what's going on today? What's happening?"
I think it was against this team. This it was in Switzerland against Young Boys. The game I played, we played away because we were playing on grass, we were playing on artificial. So it's a big difference. Moving from grass to artificial, it was like moving to something else. So I don't even understand what I'm doing on the pitch because I can't even control the ball. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I was like, this is not like me because it was like a very tough game for me, and how can I say it's like a derby because FC Zurich have like six teams they're playing derby with, so it was like full stadium and everything, and it was an artificial. So I was like a little bit nervous on the pitch. So I think playing against Young Boys was the toughest game I played.
Was it the game that you played 1-1 against them?
Yeah, it was the game we played 1-1. We didn't play a fantastic game, but we had a good result. Playing 1-1 against Young Boys is a good result for us, which.
Ah, that's interesting. I didn't know that the turf in, Young Boys was artificial, because I mean, Young Boys is one of the popular teams from Switzerland, so I wouldn't have imagined that their turf was artificial. That's an interesting one.
It was, yeah.
Okay, and I mean, in your first season, you also managed to score two goals. You scored against FC Luzern, and you also scored against Basel. Basel, we all know Basel. The I wouldn't maybe I wouldn't call them biggest, but they are the most popular team. They've won the league a couple times. They've had some big players like Salah that have come out of that team. So, how did you feel to score against Basel, and win the game as well?
Yeah, I feel so great because Basel is a big team. They're a very big team. I've been hearing about Basel. Everyone in when you're talking about Swiss League, everyone knows about Basel. No other team does. So it's a big team, and playing against them was like a huge game. It was like a fantastic game that everyone can watch. So scoring at that game was I was so happy to score in that game and winning the game with 3 points. So it was a fantastic game, and I was really happy about that game. And I was telling my friends that okay, this team playing Basel playing semi-final, I scored against them. They were like, this team? I was like, yeah, I scored against them. So I was really
Dude, nice. I mean,
yeah.
it's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And of all the games that you've played, I asked you first of all, which game do you think was your toughest one? So of all the games that you've played as well, which game do you think was your best game? That everything was just working for you.
It was against Basel.
Against
Two.
Basel still.
Against Basel,
Letonia.
yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's very interesting. Now I want to ask you about your preseason that you've just been on. Just for people that are watching this video so that they understand, we're talking now on July 1st, but you've played two preseason games that you've played in, if I'm not mistaken.
Three. Play three.
Oh, you've played three.
Yeah.
And you've scored, I think, two goals already
Yes.
in preseason. So is it that, are they playing you higher up the field, or all of a sudden now you are turning into a goal scorer like that? How what's happening?
I'm even surprised. My friends are like, tell me, are you a striker now? I said, no, I'm just a midfielder, but trying to go forward to see if I can score goals. And I think everything happened in the box. The more you get closer to the box, the more you have chances of scoring goals. So I believe if you, because everything happened in the box. So as a midfielder, the more you get close to the box, the more you have chances of scoring. So I think that's the only way. In these games, I try to be more in the box to see if I can score, which I had two chances and scored in two games. So that's the only thing.
That's what I mean. Hopefully, you can carry it on like this into the season. If you are scoring almost every game, you'll be one of the best players in Switzerland for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And this is my first goal scoring with head, and everyone was surprised because I don't know any head. So it's like you started scoring with your head now. I was like, me too. I'm surprised.
No, but that's nice. I mean, hopefully more to come.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I want to ask you a few other questions. Or actually, before I go into that, of your entire career, what would you say is the biggest lesson that you've learned, throughout playing football?
And the biggest lesson I learned is like to be sh like show kindness to people, because football is not just about football. It's like to show love and to show kindness around people and around in the environment you are. So football is not just a sport. It's like showing love, showing care, showing kindness to people. So this is one of the lessons I learned about playing football. It's not about just playing football, it's showing kindness around people around you.
Amazing. I like that. And what would you say is your happiest moment so far in your career?
Best moment so far is like taking the step from Ladysong, because I've been in Ladysong for almost 5 years, and people were like asking me, you're not leaving Ladysong, you want to die there, or you want to stay there for the rest of your life. And people are not noticing me. They say that you're staying in Ladysong, you have no chance of coming to the national team. This is, you have to take a step forward. So me taking a step from Norway to here, yeah, it's one of the greatest things I've done. So one of the happiest things I ever did, which I'm really happy, and closer to my way to the national team. So hopefully one of these days, or sooner or later, something might happen.
Okay, since you brought it up, I'll ask you about that. You know,
I know you're going to ask me.
the national team, you know, Super Eagles. I mean, I'll say sometimes it's a blessing and sometimes it's a curse, in the sense that Nigeria, we have so many players, you know, and not just that we have so many players are good players, you know, they're not bad players, you know. So obviously it's difficult, you know, even in midfield we have options. But is that something that you see for yourself and you believe that you are good enough to play for Nigeria?
Well, I think that's every player. Every player feels like they're good enough to play, and given the chance to prove yourself, I'm definitely sure I can prove myself. It's all about the chance. And you're given a chance, you just have to show that you can play in the national team. So that's what I'm talking about myself. Like, if they give me the chance to play in the national team, I can prove myself. I'm worthy to be there.
Amazing. I like that. I mean, hopefully, you know, you're able to get your chance sometime, you know, and
Hopefully.
hopefully it sticks for you. I hope our coach will watch this video so that he can decide to call you up. Okay. Let's now just play a few games. I want to just ask you some, you know, questions, general questions. Don't think about it too much. Just give me the answer that comes to your mind. Nothing too serious. Okay, so this game is quick fire. First one, who is your favorite Nigerian player of all time? Like most people. Who is your favorite teammate that you've played with of your career?
Kelechi
Gelechi. I mean, good player, we all know
Iheanacho.
that. Just scored the goal for us that helped us qualify for the AFCON as well.
I was so happy when I watched that game,
Okay, who is your favorite coach of all time that you've played under?
Manu
Manu Garba, shout out to Manu Garba.
Garba.
What's your favorite thing to eat before a match?
Rice and fish.
Rice and fish. I'm happy that it's not pasta, because almost everybody that I ask, they'll be telling me pasta. Thank God, at least you.
Yeah, most people, they either eat pasta or eat rice, so in between. So, but I
Okay.
prefer fish, because fish gives you like strength, so I prefer fish.
Okay. What's your favorite movie that you've ever watched, you think?
Don't have a favorite movie, I watch everything.
Okay. Do you have a favorite musician? Somebody that you love to listen to their music?
Right now it's Burna Boy. It's one of the best.
Burna Boy. Okay. Do you have a pre-match routine? You know, how do you get into the mood before a game?
I do. Before the game, wake up in the morning, say my prayers, take shower, lie down a little bit, and go out for a walk, sit on the lake, listen to music, and just watch the lake and think about something, think about the game a little bit. What I need to do, what I need to improve, what I need to do on this game. So this is my routine.
Amazing. Do you have any match day superstitions? You know, some players, maybe they say, I have to wear my right sock before my left sock. Some people say, I have to pray with my rosary. Do you have any superstitions?
No, I always take my shin pad at home with me, so I have to bring them by myself. So my shoes, I have to put on the right leg first before the left.
Nice. Okay. If you could be anybody in the world, footballer, not footballer, you can be anybody in the world for one day, just a single day, who would you like to be?
I want to be the Central Bank of Nigeria. I want to be where the money is.
If you could have any superpower, any
Yeah.
superpower, what would you want to have?
I want to be the Flash.
Fastest man alive.
The fastest man alive, just from here
Okay.
to Nigeria and back. So, yes.
Okay. If you could eat any food in the world and you know it's not affect your performance, it's not affect your weight, your fitness, what is that your guilty pleasure, that food that you would love to eat?
From Imo State, so from East, we like swallow, so I prefer to eat swallow. If it's not gonna affect me, so I will eat
Which
swallow.
soup will you eat it with?
Let me
Okay. Okay. Nike or Adidas?
Like,
Boy, I want Adidas.
whatever that's Nike is the best.
Jollof rice or fried rice?
Jollof rice.
Lagos or Abuja?
Abuja.
Casual clothes or traditional clothes?
Traditional clothes.
Okay. Shoes or wristwatches?
Shoes. I like shoes.
Champions League or AFCON?
AFCON.
AFCON. Okay. Would you rather score a goal from 30 yards or you dribble four players and you score?
I prefer to score from 38.
Okay. Would you rather be the highest goal scorer in a tournament or you score the winning goal in the final?
Score the winning goal in the final.
Okay. Would you rather be the best player on the worst team in your league, or you'd rather be the worst player on the best team?
Being the best player in the first one.
The best player on the worst team.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather assist a goal in every home match of the season, or you assist a goal in every away match of the season?
Assist in every home game.
Home game. Your home fans will love you.
Yeah, for that.
Okay. So would you rather meet your childhood idol, you know, or you rather play against them in a match?
I rather play against them in a match.
Okay. If you've played 5 years in a team and every year you come second and the same team is always winning the league, and then that team now wants to sign you, will you join that team or will you stay with your team that is always
I
coming
will join
second?
that team because I want to win the
Would you rather, you know, you go a whole year playing football, you play every match in the season, 0 goals, 0 assists, or you don't play at all?
midfielder or as a striker, or
Just anywhere you're playing.
I rather not play because, as I mean, you cannot play a whole full season, no assist, no goal. Then, what exactly are you doing inside the pitch? So, I rather not play at all.
Would you rather play in the rain or play in the snow?
Play in the rain.
Would you rather play in the burning hot sun or play in cold weather?
I play in the cold weather on the morning sun. No sun.
Would you rather have your own signature boots, you know, the way Messi has boots, Ronaldo has boots, you know, would you rather have your own signature boots or you want to have an award named after you, the Ifeanyi Mathieu Award?
Boots, you can always have different boots, but I want an award with my name.
You want the award. Okay. If your coach tells you that you're going to play every game of the season, but you have two conditions. So the first one, he will always sub you off. 68 minutes, you're going off every game. Or he will always bring you on 68 minutes and you'll finish every game. Which one would you choose?
I prefer to be subbed in 60 minutes because
Why is that?
maybe you're playing from the beginning and the game is going the way you want and then somebody take you out, which you don't want to be subbed, but you have to go out. So some players prefer
Okay.
to come in than to be sub out.
Okay, interesting. Would you rather you never score a goal in your whole career, you know, but people still think that you are one of the best players? Or you score almost every time, you are just scoring, scoring, scoring goals, but people still don't rate you highly.
Maybe score to say we are the best team.
Okay. And then Messi or Ronaldo?
Messi.
Messi. Okay. Let's play one more game and then we'll wrap it up. This game is Do You Remember? So I just want to ask you about certain moments that might have happened in your career and just tell us if you remember and a little bit of story. Do you remember the first ball that you ever had as a child?
Yeah, but I think I've forgotten the name of that ball. But I remember I was like, what is it called again? Yeah, I can't remember the name, but I remember this ball.
Can you describe
Nobody sell
it?
it like 15 euros, so I remember the ball.
And
Yeah.
okay. Do you remember the first pair of boots that you ever had?
Yes, I remember two different legs.
Which brand?
They're not brands, just different boots. One boot and one training shoes. So just use them like that.
Okay. Do you remember the first time that somebody watched you play and they told you that you are special?
Yes, I remember. There's a rich man around down there. He said, you're a very good player. I should keep it up.
And do you remember how old at the time?
Can't remember that time, but yeah, he was just saying that you're a good player, you have bright features.
Do you remember the first time that you traveled out of Nigeria?
No. No.
Okay. Do you remember the first goal that you ever scored in your career?
There's so many goals, but I cannot remember. I don't keep counts. I can't keep counts. Seriously, I scored a lot of goals, but I can't remember which goal was that. Keep this one. I can't remember.
Okay. Do you remember the first trophy that you ever won in your career?
Yes, in the 20 Nations Cup.
On that 20 Nations Cup. Okay. That is it for Do You Remember? That is it. Okay, so we're pretty much at the end of our conversation. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I've really enjoyed a lot of your answers and just hearing about your story. I want to ask you two more things before I let you go. The first one, if there's any young boy, young girl, from Nigeria, from all around the world that's watching this video, and they want to know what they need to do to be able to at least, get to the level that Ifeanyi Mathew is at right now. What's your advice to that young boy or girl?
My advice to them is like never give up. Always train, focus on your dream, and keep believing, and be disciplined and be respectful to people around you, and just don't give up.
And then finally, for anybody that's watching this video, maybe people that are now they've watched this video now, they've become your fan, they like you, people that maybe don't really know you too well, what's your message to them? What do you want to say to the world?
Yeah, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting me. The ones I know, the ones I don't know. Thank you all. I love you all.
And I mean, we'll keep supporting you, we'll keep watching you, and hopefully, many more goals to come. Hopefully you can win the league in this coming season. And the best of Ifeanyi Mathew hopefully is even yet to come. Thank you very
Thank you
much.
very much. Thank you for having me.